My name is María Rodríguez and I'm 53 years old. I'm a student at El Paso Community College.
My name is Peyton Portillo and I am 23. I finished in July. Almost graduated from UTEP, like one more class. Anxiety, I would say, was anything that halts me from performing my very best. So anything that kind of gets in my way because of emotional or mental issues, I could say. So anytime, let's say, I'm working on something and because of something comes along and stops me from working my full potential, I would consider that anxiety.
Anxiety, to me, is a feeling that you can get rid of neither day or night. You're in a continuous state of anxiety.
My anxiety manifests at night. I'll wake up and I'll have cold sweats, and I'll pretty much just wake up and I'll just be in a state of panic. And sometimes it's hard for me to start breathing. Like, I'll wake up and I'll just have my mouth open, like gasping, trying to breathe, and 30 seconds later I'll start breathing or something like that.
When I feel anxious, I feel like sweaty. I feel like sometimes I'm going to shock. I can't talk, I can't do my chores, whatever I have to do. It prevents me to do well in school and in my family life.
Another way is I'll start worrying about stuff that I know won't happen, but it does anyway. For instance, like, I'll be driving and I'm like, I'm really tired right now. I'm just going to pass out on the freeway. I'm going to crash.
Because of anxiety, I cannot get up of my bed and function. It's a constant feeling. So if I force myself, sometimes I go in shock and I cannot take a test or give a speech.
I might miss a class or two. Like, I just need to calm down and then I'll go to the rest of my classes the rest of the day. Like, I'll miss one or two. But then I always make sure to, like, email my professor and get all the work and then go see the professor if I need to. If I have a lot of anxiety and I go into an exam, usually I don't do very well in exams. So usually I get my exams back and I'm like, I could have totally aced this test. I overthink the problem. So when I overthink, usually I don't answer the question that they just asked me. I'll go into some weird tangent and the teacher's like, what is this?
I was getting so much anxiety that some of my teachers started noticing that, and they referred me to a counselor. After that, I was referred to a psychiatrist.
And so I had like a whole list of anxieties. So what I did to help that was I made an actual list. Like, I wrote it down. This is what I have anxiety over, and I write why it's stupid and why I shouldn't have anxiety over it. And usually it was like a one-by-one basis. Like, okay, today I'm going to conquer this anxiety, and I'm going to realize that nothing's wrong.
I went through a cognitive therapy and also received medication for about a year, and I started spacing the medication because of my improvement, and I was feeling better. And now I'm not taking any medication at all, although I'm still going to see my doctor.